Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor recap podcast hosted by male interracial best friend duo. Well, just another finale where I feel bad about watching the show, AB. What about you? Are you on a high after the fairy tale love story? We were so close.
He was so close to making it through the season and having just a normal, good finale.
DeSean Jackson.
Fortunately, yeah, like to stop DeSean Jackson as he was going into the end zone. He tossed the ball out before he crossed the end zone.
Yeah.
I felt bad. Felt really bad. Felt bad for everybody.
Not fun.
Here's what happens. Here's the problem.
Let's hear it.
I start disliking relationships and people that I have no reason to dislike. Like, I was rolling my eyes at Katie. I was rolling my eyes at their relationship for no reason. I have no reason to dislike Katie. I liked Katie up until something that someone else did. And now I find myself like annoyed with their relationship. So it's just not fair for everybody. Not fair.
I agree. I'm not annoyed. I guess I'm indifferent.
When they were calling each other babe, I almost puked.
Yeah,
sick to my stomach of their relationship for no reason.
I don't know why that.
My instinct is not to. I tend to blame the show for a lot of.
Yeah, I don't like that I'm the way I am and how I feel, but that's how I feel.
I'll get some things off my chest before we go into that. We never really go too deep into the finale scene by scene, anyway. I mean. Mm-hmm. We know what happens.
Yeah, I don't have a ton of notes about the whole episode, to be honest.
No, we do a note shower, if you will, after the finale, where you have to write a bunch of stuff and figure out why you bothered with that, why you feel empty and unsatisfied once again after another Bachelor season. So first, 70% of the finale was unpleasant. Mm-hmm. Ariel and especially Gabby reminded us why it is not worth it to go on the show in the first place. Yeah. Even if you go really far and are well-liked, it is not worth it personally or financially or whatever to even be on the show. You will be you will be twisted and turned, chewed up and spit out for our entertainment.
Yeah, I mean, that's the name of the game with reality TV.
Name
it's
of the game.
Like, you're gonna probably get messed up.
Probably. If you're lucky.
Emotionally messed up. If you're lucky.
Yeah, best case
that'll
scenario.
That'll be all that happens.
And the ending, like you said, after months of playing up a potential Sean and Catherine fairy tale, the dominant storyline for the last 2 weeks, the most crucial two episodes of the season, was Zach is nothing but another reckless idiot to be detested.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh yeah, here's the love story that we tack on to the end of a 3-hour finale.
Just like,
of course it's not gonna be. I don't feel
of
good.
Of course not. I feel
of
terrible.
Of course you're not gonna like that couple. You don't care about them.
I don't like that couple.
We were just told how bad he is, right? And then oh, yep. meet his potential wife in 2026 or whatever they said. Well, I don't know about
What about the date, Rim? What about the date?
I mean, I might as well make a pledge to dunk in 2025.
On,
it's the same.
Come on, bro. With the 20, he said 2025. That is exactly the amount of time that they told us before the Jordan documentary. And I'm like, okay,
yeah, that's
whatever.
Andy's go-to.
Whatever.
Long time.
Whatever. If it's 2 years out, whatever. I don't care. Yeah.
Do you want me to do my anti-producer now or then? Quick, short rant.
Let's get it out of the way.
All right, let's do it.
Let's end on a positive note for the season.
I like that.
So you get your, get the yeah. Like we give our gripes up front.
There'll be gripes sprinkled throughout.
Yeah, sure.
Zach, obviously, misguided, made some very poor decisions. This is not to excuse that, obviously.
Wasn't it just one or two? Two bad decisions crumbled the whole thing, the whole season.
It depends on where you wanted to attack the. I think the genesis of it was that silly pact that never should have occurred. That all the dominoes that fell afterwards are due to that.
Yeah, you could say that was one, you know, one umbrella mistake that covers everything. But I would say that and then. Like, I still think he could have been it would have been fine. Like, you broke the pact. It was a stupid pact that you made up. It wasn't, you didn't do anything really wrong. But then sharing everything with everybody is the second. So two things I think he did wrong.
That was bad. And not telling Ariel, you could throw in there as well. It's an umbrella.
Three, sure.
It's an
I'll
umbrella
say that.
Mistake.
Yeah, that's umbrella. Umbrella. It's umbrella. Covers a lot of things.
But with the blockbuster moment of this, and we're going out of order here, but the blockbuster moment of the, I guess after the final rose, was Gabby revealing that he, the moment that he said, this is just between us, and then trotting over to Jesse. That's, I think that's like the inexcusable line cross thing.
Absolutely.
But I always go back to the fact that nothing in this show or on this show occurs in a vacuum. As upset with, as we are with him revealing to the world what happened with Gabby on the overnight. Think of how many people agreed to air that. They didn't have to air any of that. Think about how many people pointed the camera at Gabby and said, boy, it's fucked up. He told everybody you slept together, right? And then she's crying, goes, yeah. And they go, all right, you got it. Good. Send it to the editing floor. I mean, a bunch of people agreed to air this. They are also at fault for this coming out. It could have not come out.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, everything from the sex pact to his actions after breaking it all occurred with the counsel of many other adults who either said, good idea, man, or didn't say anything. So, of course, Zach is at fault. He could have prevented this, but they could have prevented it, too, if they wanted to. They didn't. So we are all participating in this. So if you feel gross about what Zach did, like, they did it, too. And
producers,
we tuned in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just so we are all on the same page about how gross this all is. The show's the real villain when you really think about it.
Of course. It always comes back to the show.
And that's where I go first.
And the producers.
Other than that, good season. I mean,
really?
When you really take that away?
Other than that,
it was good.
Hey, if you even take out that episode, if you just take that episode out and then don't do the after the final rose, which I know you can't do.
No, just.
Hey, hell of a season.
Someone should make a supercut and take out all the unpleasantness.
If Zach hadn't made that huge error, let's just say he didn't make the pact, we would have had
the
season that they were shooting for. We would have had Sean and Catherine. A likable duo ends up together and probably makes it. In 2025, they'll get married on screen. And we'll all enjoy it. That's what would have happened.
On Disney Plus 2.
Okay.
That's where this show's at.
Disney Plus.
Disney Plus Alternative. The over-the-air Disney Plus.
Oh, man.
But, I mean, really, what have we been whining about?
Yeah, so you saw that
about?
they pushed back Charity's time.
That is, I think,
That's the first step.
That's the first step.
You push it back an hour.
You push it back
now
an
it's
hour.
Gonna, now it's going to end at 11 and Eastern time? It's going to end at 11.
I don't want to bore people with TV ratings, but traditionally you use a juggernaut show to lead into another show you want to build up.
Now they're leading. They're doing something to lead into Bachelor. Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of sad.
Bachelor is the show that needs to be led into.
It's dying on the vine. It's sad to see. But really, what have we complained about? Over-the-top drama has ruined previous seasons, recent seasons. And, you know, we got rose ceremonies at the end of every episode. Someone mentioned in the mailbag. We got rose ceremonies when we wanted them.
It was a good season up until that episode, the Fantasy Suites episode.
Yeah.
I'd say it was an overall good season. I was satisfied with where things were headed. I had no issues. And unfortunately, Zach ruined it.
And again, I go back to that. If that's what they wanted, why did they let this happen? Or they could have stopped him. Something, it didn't have to go be
this
way.
They could have stopped him. Yeah, they could have stopped him.
Anyway, to the episode. First, we have Ariel in studio. Anything on this, either before or after Zach came out? She was ready.
Yeah, she was ready. Ariel talked about how she wished Zach would have consulted her regarding the purity pact. Because she would have came to the same.
Is that you?
Yeah, that is good. Yeah, that's me. That's all me.
Where? Oh, nice.
Yeah, you like that?
I didn't think of that.
Purity pact. She was thinking the same thing.
He should have had promise rings. He should have given them all promise rings to start. And then if something happens, you take it off. And then that's the message to everyone. Well, you don't see that. Continue. Sorry.
She wished they would have came to the conclusion of. Not like it should be a group decision, not just you, Zach. Is what Ariel was saying. And then the main thing once Zach comes out, Ariel wants to know why the other women were given grace and honesty, and why she wasn't given the same respect. I think this is what I was talking about last week.
Yeah,
the one besides Gabby, obviously, but the one person that probably deserved an explanation. If one was going to be given, she didn't deserve to know what happened.
If you didn't have,
but if Zach, if you had to get this off your chest and you had to come clean with what had happened, which you did not, but let's say you had to tell somebody, it should have been Ariel first, then Gabby first, and then Ariel, and then nobody, and then never Jesse. Never the rest of the cameras, but yeah. So same thing we talked about last week. Ariel thought she deserved that same respect. I agree. There's just no answer. Zach didn't have answers for much of any of this because there is no good answer. He just had to apologize.
Good for him, I suppose. I mean, yeah, he did just take it. There was no.
I mean, there's nothing else he could do. He had. There's no. Reasonable explanation.
Had that been me, I would have said, listen, this shit is crazy. I didn't know what I was doing. I was all mixed up.
It's a whirlwind. I would have pointed to the producers in the first place,
of course. Oh, yeah, throw them under the bus if you can.
I would have thrown some other people under the bus, probably.
You'd never believe what Gary told me to do. Scumbag Gary yelling at him off the camera. Back in Thailand, they ran out of regular showers to film that, so they put him under a fountain. I'm pretty sure he was standing on pennies that children threw in the middle of the mall. Zach's with his family. He's ready to go into intimate detail about the overnight dates.
His family minus Patrick Warburton.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
That never crosses my mind, but I imagine you as a PW super fan.
Every single moment. We didn't get Patrick Warburton. We didn't get anything from him. The only reason we gave Zach a pass as being the Bachelor was, wow,
don't throw
Patrick Warburton's going to be here.
If there are anyone's thoughts that I would like to hear on this situation, I would like Patrick Warburton to weigh in. That's all I want.
If someone could have smoothed all this over for Zach and given him some good advice on marriage and life.
Some sitcom fatherly advice.
It's Patrick Warburton.
He says to his family, he was about to go into detail before his sisters prevented him from doing so about the overnights. I think he's kind of like, you know, liar, liar, Jim Carrey. He just can't tell everyone everything. And he can't tell lies. That's why when spending the night with Gabby, some producer's like, so what happened? Oh, geez.
He had to tell it. He had to say it. Came clean.
Cut to Gabby. She's supposed to be first, but she's not exactly in a hurry to get to this meeting. She took his statement at the rose ceremony about regret to mean that he regretted sleeping with her.
Understandable to think
I think he probably did. That's my opinion.
I agree. Yeah. That's just my opinion. Two guys' opinion.
He didn't tell
Both
me
of
that.
Our opinion.
I agree that he probably did.
I don't know for sure, but
I would guess if he could go back in time, he wouldn't have done that. Is my guess.
I agree.
How about the Gabby and Zach sit down beforehand? Did this go how you expected it to?
Gabby's feeling blindsided. She says she feels like she committed a crime. Yesterday at the rose ceremony, all I heard was negatives. And I don't want you to associate those negative feelings with me. Zach, I think, smoothed it over with her a little bit. He blames the rules that he set as the big mess up. And he doesn't regret anything that we did. He looked disheveled. Did you notice he looked disheveled there?
How so?
Hair.
He certainly was clean.
Looked like he hasn't slept in a long time. Hair was out of place.
Well, here's the thing.
Looked like he's going through it.
He hasn't slept in a... They haven't slept in a long time. Three successive nights of overnight dates. They're not getting 8 hours of shut-eye.
No, you're right.
Anyway, Gabby with the family. She loves the way Zach talks about them, wants to fit in with them, with Dad. Family's everything to her. Dad says relationships are made through the hard times, AB.
Mm-hmm.
And then tells a story about Zach's illness at birth, which I was surprised to learn or surprised to find out that Gabby didn't know that.
I was also surprised to find out Gabby didn't know that, because I knew that. Why do I know more about Zach than Gabby does?
It makes you wonder.
You must ask yourself.
It makes you wonder. Zach with mom, nothing there. Sisters
nothing with... there.
There's nothing really anywhere.
Nothing anywhere.
There's nothing I'd anywhere.
Say. On either of these portions, I'd say there's nothing.
You are listening
really
to someone.
Used
I'm going
sitcom
through the motions.
Star. Could have used yeah, a really. Sitcom star to spice things up here, because this was boring.
And it felt a little rushed, too. Anyway, the sisters
the
were with
The family wasn't asking any tough questions, either.
No.
I'll say that. Family wasn't asking any tough questions. This wasn't even like a which one do you like best. There was none of that. This was nothing, right?
Yeah. Yes, I agree.
Did I miss
totally
something
agree.
Where they were like gave their opinion on which one they liked more? I didn't even think that was a question. Zach wasn't asking that.
I'm certain they did, but yeah, it was all cut yeah. out so we could look. We could have Nate give relationship advice later in the episode. Let's go to Ja Rule in this scenario. I mean, come on,
come on. Cares
no one
what
cares.
Nate thinks.
Well, good. This has been really tough, everybody. Good thing Nate from Gabby's season is here to
You've
weigh
all
in.
Forgot about him. This is just, that was just a, hey, Nate's going to be on Paradise. Don't forget about Nate. You guys used to like
He's,
Nate.
You like him, right? You like him?
You still like Nate?
Anyway, Gabby feels that she's in love with Zach after speaking with his sisters and okay. says as much outside. She says, I'm in love with yep. you, Zach.
She's in love with Zach. It's just a feeling she's never felt. Zach does seem happy to hear that, I'll say. Gabby says she's feeling truly ready to start a life with Zach. She's talked herself into this. Mm-hmm.
Self-elimination is no longer on the radar.
No, it's not.
It would have happened before meeting the family, I think.
Yeah.
Katie with the family later that day after everyone changed clothes. What about this, AB? Anything happened here you want to call out and discuss?
One of the big hard-hitting questions. Zach's dad says his wife is his best friend, and he wants that for Zach and his wife. And he wanted to know what Katie's thoughts are about being best friends with your spouse. Is that something you're interested in? Mm-hmm.
Are you being sarcastic? That wasn't a
yeah,
hard-hitting.
Okay. It wasn't a hard-hitting question, Rim.
I could okay? tell.
Those are the softballs they were lobbing up to Katie. Okay? You know, I'm best friends with my wife. Is that something you're interested in? Is that something I could... You would enjoy also? Is that something you're looking for?
Are you more yeah. of a keep them at arm's length, keep your distance?
Are you kind of just a don't want to be friends type of girl with your husband?
I thought that
was great.
Some...
There's nothing. There's no hard questions. There's nothing.
No. What she cried got? About four times, though.
Yeah, his mom asks her about how do you process another woman being here. Katie starts breaking down because just a reminder, Zach told her that he had sex with someone else a day ago. Yeah. That's hard
mom
to hear.
Mom doesn't know that also.
Mom doesn't know that, but Katie knows that. And that's where I think those tears are stemming from. Mm-hmm. She breaks down just thinking about it.
Anyway, outside, she says it's not even a question. She is so in love with Zach.
Yep.
Two in the hand, bird in the hand, two in the bush. He's got two birds in the hand.
He's got two
against
birds.
Against all odds. We thought he's going to be searching around the bushes.
It's crazy.
Two birds.
We thought there would be no birds in that bush. There, in fact,
birds are nestling
right
in the palms
in his
of his hand. Look at these
yeah,
two birds,
two in his hands.
Katie date, daytime.
Why'd they switch the order up here?
What do you mean?
I would have done Gabby, Katie.
Oh, I don't think they've ever done that. I think they do family, then
I'd make it a
date.
Whole date, day. Separate them.
Didn't cross my mind. What did cross my mind was that Katie says she loves his shirt, which is how you know she's not there for the right reasons, because that is a lie. There's no way you like that shirt. This is a real bad shirt week for Zach.
It was a tough week.
Tough shirt week.
Tough week for the Shaw Crosses.
I like the hike through the forest. I thought it was a good date. You don't always need gimmicks or even stopping points. Just go for a walk.
No.
We'll be right by you.
Yeah. Secluded beach type deal? Or not a beach. It's a, what was it? Like a waterfall.
Mangrove? Waterfall.
It was a waterfall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a lagoon.
Secluded.
An interior lagoon.
Waterfall.
Yeah. On to the nighttime. She says she gets it. Tough having to choose between me, who is great, and Gabby, who is also great. He says, well, and I don't know if this is verbatim, he says, we overcame me having sex with your close personal friend the day before our big date, so now we can overcome anything, which is potentially not an inaccurate statement.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
To me, this seemed like mostly just her expressing love for him and then him doing his best not to make it obvious that it's mutual.
Agreed.
At the end, she said, there are two scenarios here. Either he leaves with me or he leaves with Gabby. And I thought, there are definitely other scenarios where he leaves with nobody or he leaves with you, breaks up with you, and is with Gabby.
There are other scenarios.
There are so many other scenarios. The two you described are exceedingly unlikely on this show.
Yeah.
The scene also ended with Katie kind of in her head about, well, what's he saying to Gabby? I would have preferred they leaned away from, well, who's he going to choose? His mind's not made up, and instead
focus
on...
We know who he's choosing.
I think they should have focused more on Zach and Katie have something special together.
I agree. They did a lot. There was very little of Katie, actually. Like,
yes.
Her date was much shorter than Gabby's, it seemed. And I think they were trying to set us up for this heartbreak, but we, the audience and Gabby, collectively...
Yeah.
All knew what was going to happen. So the heartbreak didn't really, it wasn't a surprise. I don't know why they did it like this. I agree. They should have built up the Zach and Katie relationship more instead of playing to the heartbreak of Gabby. Because I don't even think she was that heartbroken, to be honest. I think she was embarrassed because of what Zach did. She was expecting this all along.
I think she was especially expecting it when he came in. Now, I don't even know if we talked about it like in this context last week, but when he said, I'm not going to have sex with anyone, and then he did with Gabby, if you're Gabby, you're obviously thinking, wow, I must be top of the pops here.
But
especially
when he
says, don't tell anybody. Then when he comes back in the next morning, he's like, by the way, I got to tell Katie.
I got to
tell
everybody.
You're not winning. Yeah. I'm not going to tell everybody. Then you know you're
Otherwise,
not winning. So it's kind of.
Agreed.
All right.
Agreed.
Do you think maybe the Gabby date seemed longer because they had to play it like 1.5 times due to the sound issues?
What was the deal with that?
Oh, you didn't watch live?
No, but I had sound issues.
They just didn't have sound. And then they had to cut. They played it for like 3 minutes and then they had to come back and show it again.
Yeah, I did. No, I did see that. Yeah.
My notes from not having the sound is this is probably the best way to watch the show. And it looked like the final scene from Planet of the Apes when they were riding horses on the beach.
Okay.
When the sound came back, Gabby and Zach were on the beach talking, and there was a moment where they discussed him almost passing away when he was born.
Mm-hmm.
a nice reminder that they barely know one another, these people. Gabby's really excited for them to start their lives together. Still on the beach, she says, biggest decision of my life.
I think for a fleeting moment, she talked herself into potentially winning. Like, maybe all this stuff that I'm thinking, my intuition is just what I've, from past experiences and past heartbreaks, and I don't think I, you know, she doesn't think she's lovable. So maybe that's just that creeping in, and actually he is going to pick me. But then after a couple minutes, she's like, no, for real, though, I'm not winning.
Well, in addition to just the pressure cooker situation making you think that, you're thinking not normally as you would in real world, I don't think. He says he's torn. He says, I don't know where I'll be in a couple days. Gabby doesn't like that answer. She realizes, okay, yeah, like Gabby just said, it's over.
I just feel like if Zach knew it was me, he would say it. And then she says, it's not me. I can see what's coming. I'm sick of self-doubt. When will I ever be enough? I don't know that I've ever seen someone so sure that they aren't the bachelor's choice like this.
No, and especially not when it came proposal scene. Never have I seen that.
Never.
And you know, a lot of them probably know it's coming, but no one is so outward
open
about.
Yeah.
Let's get this shit over with.
Let's get this shit over with.
She was concerned about, oh, maybe it's not me. But then that seemed to dissipate for the nighttime portion when she says, I'm doing better. And then.
Well, I think you talked yourself into, like, why would this person keep me here? But you have to remember, I think she kind of forgot that he's going to keep you here. I understand that a lot of the bachelors recently have gone off the script, but that's why Zach's here, to go on the script to the T.
Even if you don't know that that's the plan for him, that's
normally the plan.
The template for the show.
That's how it's supposed to go, is the bachelor or bachelorette keeps two people and they let one go. Otherwise it ruins the last episode.
This might be cold, but I could not muster up a lot of feeling bad for Gabby that Zach made her go through all that. It's like, well,
no,
you know,
that was
so
the
did,
part,
you know, Michelle. That's what we've been begging for, is a one where both people show up at the end.
She lost me there, and I think I feel for what Gabby went through and all of that, but when she's talking about, like, he should have let me go earlier, do you think he knew this whole time, though? I actually don't know that he knew. I don't agree that he decided the night before, but no. I don't think it was as far back as we had originally said, like weeks ago. I don't know.
Especially
that it
when
was
you
that.
Consider that Sean was like, keep an eye on the late riser or whatever he said. So yeah. I think he was keeping the Gabby potential as a Catherine.
I think it was probably after the fantasy suites. Like,
yeah,
after his fantasy suite with Gabby, he realized, oh, I just made a mistake. I actually want Katie. And that's why he did what he did.
Yes.
That's when I think he actually realized. But at that point,
no one's going to let him send her home after that.
They're not going to let him send people home. Like, they needed a two-person. They said it's been since Nick Vile since we've had.
That's insane.
A two-person bachelor finale where one person gets sent home. So they were going to have that. And we've said it all along. This is why you had Zach.
This is what we want.
So you can get back to normal bachelor. Now, Zach made a crucial error in there that ruined everything, but they still weren't going to have a single-person finale. Because those finales suck.
I agree. This finale also sucked, unfortunately.
This finale sucked, too. This finale sucked.
But you're right. Two people were going. They would have brought, if Gabby left on her own, they would have brought back Ariel to step out.
Yeah,
of the
someone's
two people
coming.
Were going
someone,
to that proposal thing.
Someone's stepping out of that fucking limo first,
and getting.
And we're gonna
up.
We're gonna pan up from their heels to their top. Okay,
that's happening
to their face, their top of their head. We're gonna go top, bottom to top. That's happening, and then the whole crowd's gonna go ooh, and that is The Bachelor. Okay.
Anyway, Gabby's date nighttime. I don't even know if that's where we left off, but this was kind of more the same of, you know, the contestant is like, I
Gabby
wish
knows she isn't getting picked.
Well, I think she had worked herself into thinking maybe it was possible. And also was just like, can you just tell me now? And as we've discussed, no, the answer is no.
Absolutely not. No, I can't.
After their discussion, Zach, a tense walk away when he is being torn in two places.
He says, I'm trying to figure it out. That's how he leaves things with Gabby. And Gabby says, none of my fears are relieved, which is understandable.
You know, this is a lot of times the season for me crumbles here because.
Oh, not me. Well, recently. Yeah.
Well, the logic of it crumbles because a person is dating two people at a designated date and time scheduled. They have to cease all communication with one of the
two. And make a decision.
And be engaged to the other.
Mm-hmm.
Polar opposite situations, despite the fact that neither relationship is bad.
No, they're both
fine. In fact,
fine.
Both relationships are better than they've ever been.
And they haven't ever been outside of this bachelor bubble.
Indeed.
What
it's
would
a,
you
it's
think
a
about them?
Show.
What do you think, what do you think about
that's
those
what I'm
two?
Saying. These remind me, these situations remind me like, oh yeah, this is insane. I've been thinking about that lately.
What do you think about them doing, like, I can't even remember what show it is, but they leave the show still recorded.
Blind.
Still recorded, but they leave the beach and then they live together and just like go to work and stuff for like a month and have weekends and stuff. And they go out and they live their life for a month. What would you think about doing that twice?
I don't like it. I think this show, as antiquated as it is, has the formula, and other shows have filled in the gaps where this one falls short. And I think there's room for all of them. I think this one just needs to be treated a little sillier because it's so silly. Like the one you're describing, Love is Blind, where they live together.
Yeah. Why don't we have them live together then? It could result in more. And then you fly them back out to the beach and you do the rose ceremony after two.
Well, I've long been a proponent of a live rose ceremony in that scenario where you delay it till the end. But I'm not opposed to that.
Maybe a couple weeks, 2 weeks each, 2 weeks each.
I like it. Although when I watch Love is Blind, I feel gross because these people live, it's exposed that these people don't know anything about each other and they actually hate each other, but they are forced to live. It's just like uncomfortable.
Well, by the end, they hate each other. And that's probably what would happen here. And that's probably why they don't want to do it. They want two people to be in love with the lead and then one person to get heartbroken, one person to have their fairy tale. That is the blueprint of the show. So it probably won't work.
On that note, let's take a quick break.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
We return. Jesse apologizes for the technical difficulties and said, you didn't miss anything. Just Zach take another shower. Capping just a terrific season from Jesse.
No, this wasn't the final. He had a great... He did really good with Gabby and
he did a great
Katie.
Job.
The segments. Those segments he did great.
This was the Sean and Catherine segment.
I skipped this.
And you're a Sean guy.
Yeah, I don't care.
Well, you're the canary in the coal mine then. Enough with these.
I don't care. I don't need a 15-minute Sean and Catherine segment. What am I going to... What? You know, I was watching this. It had been 2 hours. I said, what could they possibly say right now that would be worth a shit for me to watch this? What? And I could not come up with a single thing that they could say.
Well, you had the luxury of watching it on delay to fast forward through.
Yeah, I just wanted to see the ending. What could these two possibly tell... What did they say? Tell me what they said. Let me guess what they said, actually. They talked about how hard this process is. They probably hard-sold Zach. Like,
Sean was a little like, play as fuck up. What are you going to do? But it wasn't the audience for that.
It wasn't really. That
kind of fell flat. I think if they're going to do this kind of stuff, put it in a pregame show. This was a 3-hour episode. Put all the non-essential items into the first hour. Then you have that all be live. Build anticipation rather than halting this momentum over and over. Because what we wanted was...
It halted the momentum.
This halted the momentum.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I didn't watch it.
Anyway, then we have the hype video, the vignette before the main event at WrestleMania. The air was immediately taken out of my chest when Jesse mentioned that Neil Lane couldn't make it.
Yeah, that's, come on.
That was when I almost turned it off.
Okay, then reschedule, bro. That's a non-negotiable is what I'm thinking. Okay, so you want me to come back in a couple days when he's available? Because this can't go on.
Well, he wasn't in studio either. So that actually, like, worry. I hope he's okay.
It's a genuine okay?
hope he's okay. That's if he were in studio, I'd be like, yeah, fuck this. Why couldn't Neil have been there?
Okay, Neil can't be there. Can we get somebody that knows a shit about diamonds there?
Yeah, who's next up in the Neil Lane hierarchy?
It's not John Jesse. Lane. Jesse doesn't know. This is just two Neil dummies who don't know. This is two dummies who don't know a thing about diamonds picking diamonds. Jesse's the last person I want to help pick a diamond.
Just pick the one that looks pretty. Who gives a shit? You only get like three choices anyway.
You got to look through the little thing. You got to have people telling you the different cut names. You got there's a lot into this.
Getting sold by Neil Lane.
There's a lot. Yeah, hell yeah. I want to get sold by Neil. I want to get sold by a diamond guy.
Uncut gems.
Send the next person in line, please. Push it back if you can.
Push it back is the main thing.
Oh, FaceTime. What's wrong with FaceTime?
It's inadequate. Push it back. Gabby was first out of the limo and delivered a line that I think will live in infamy.
That's an all-timer.
I had to rewind it. Did she say what I think she said?
That's an all-timer.
She stepped into some mud and tells producers off camera, when it actually matters when Katie arrives, don't do that to her.
Mm.
That's how convinced she is that it's not her.
Yeah. She knows she isn't going to win. Still got dressed up. Did all this. You gotta, hey. She played the game.
Played the game.
She could have just not came to this. She knew she wasn't winning.
I thought an average speech by Zach was made worse by the recipient knowing where it was leading. He's talking about maple syrup and she has a look on her face like, fucking wrap it up, buddy. Like, I...
Wrap it up.
I'm not interested in this.
From the time meeting each other's families to the fairy tale date in Paris to the
come on, man.
The maple syrup. It's like, bro, come on, read her face and get on with it. Cut the shit.
When the butt comes, single T butt, and he says, I'm sorry. You know, they want me to do these next couple of lines. You deserve a man that picks you every day. She says, can you stop? And that was that. That's when they had the awkward... walk out.
Well, Zach continually tries to get out his apologies, and she wants none of it, which is understandable. Can you please stop? I knew it was coming. I've known it was coming.
Heartbreaking.
It was heartbreaking. She asked him, why didn't you tell me earlier? He says, I didn't make this full decision since last night in bed. Gabby says, calls bullshit, says, you've known. Gabby then handles it with class. Katie's a very special person, and she's very lucky. So good luck, and goodbye.
It was a polite, like, jabbing. You've known. Why did you do this to me? Also, yeah. Kate, you and Katie will be very happy forever. Zach, obviously, I don't believe he made the decision the night before, but
probably not. She said, I don't want an apology. I don't want you to feel guilty. I knew what I was getting myself into.
An acknowledgement of the confines.
An acknowledgement
of the
show. Which is, yeah, confusing later.
Anything on In the Car?
I wrote here, this is a good breakup. This is great. If the other stuff hadn't happened, this would be a really good breakup.
Of course. And a surprising one.
She says she was strung along all along. She says it was humiliating. What really pisses me off, she says, is I knew. When your gut, I think she talked herself into it, which is why she showed up, probably. Mm. when your gut speaks to you, you should listen to it. Just sound advice.
Well, and listen to your heart show as well, yes.
You always have to listen to your heart and listen to your gut.
Mm-hmm.
Both.
Yep. 50-50, talked about it before. 50-50, both.
50-50, heart, gut.
Gabby in studio, I thought her comments here before Zach came out were quite interesting.
What'd she say?
I've long thought she would be...
Hold up. Going back to the car, actually.
Oh, yeah.
She says, I'm so unlovable for whatever reason. There is something wrong with me. Usually I think that she's in bachelorette speak, but I didn't think this here for some reason.
Yeah, it felt sincere.
Felt sincere. I don't think she had her eye on bachelorette here, which I'm usually...
I have maybe one eye. Maybe one eye glancing.
You're glancing at her?
If she's known for several days that she's not the one...
Good point.
Your mind leads to, again, a cynical
view.
Why
am I so misunderstood? I don't know when someone's going to choose me. And then cut to the studio.
Yeah, misunderstood.
Misunderstood. One of the all-time greats who doesn't get the credit she deserves.
Yeah, I know. That'll actually be on my gravestone is Rim. Your Life's Rim was really early on. Pink is underrated.
You were the earliest. He was on the Pink underrated.
He's been banging
bandwagon
for a long time. And JoJo as well. You want to go a couple tiers below. Gabby in studio, I thought her comments were very interesting, AB, because I think I've long thought that she is destined to be a star. She's funny and she has relatable moments, and just she seems to be like she would be a fan favorite. But the statements she made were not ball playing statements.
Mm.
She had issues with how her storyline was portrayed and things that were cut out. In fact, I think she made a terrific case for not going on the show. If you were to say, hey, Gabby, why should you not go on the show? She just would have said the same things as she said here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it makes me wonder, will Gabby be invited to Paradise?
Continue on the show. You got to be invited if you're a top two.
Or will she want to go at all?
But will she want to go at all? That's the real question.
The benefits of the show no longer massively outweigh the risks. Being humiliated and potentially being wronged used to be worth it for a million Instagram followers. They're not doing those numbers anymore, and the ads aren't paying like they used to. It's getting to be not a home run every time now.
But you also don't always end in humiliation either, in like the situation she's ending in.
No.
Like Ariel is having a very positive experience, I assume, from this.
And Ariel also was able to put a nice bow on her storyline and make a clean break from it now.
I saw an article, headline of the week. Let me find it, actually. Wait, what does that say? Did you see this? Breaking news, Rim?
Bachelor news?
The Bachelor creator Mike Fleiss parting ways with the franchise after more than two decades. You heard it here first, folks.
Well, 8 hours.
Breaking news just came across the wire.
Is he going to jail?
Breaking
that
news.
That is legitimately breaking news.
That is breaking news, folks. That wasn't there when I was looking up articles right before this recording, 40 minutes ago. Breaking news. Yeah, this came out an hour ago, it says. Wow.
Wow, wow, wow.
55 seasons of these collective shows, all created by Fleiss. Wow.
All right, we'll dig into that some other time. What was your other headline?
Wow.
Speaking of halting momentum.
I'm too stunned. This is good news, right?
I imagine so. It's like Jerry Jones selling the team. Or Dan Snyder, I guess, would be more topical. He's the Dan Snyder of The Bachelor.
I can't find the article anymore. It's too much Fleiss.
All right. Maybe
it was basically like, it is no longer worth it to go on The Bachelor anymore. And I still disagree with that wholeheartedly. Yeah. You might get something really embarrassing and traumatizing happen to you, but also that sure. might not happen. It usually doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And then you go on Paradise and like that, you can just be an influencer. It's awesome. So, I bet.
The Bachelor is like, you got to make it through the Bachelor or Bachelorette. You got to get through that unscathed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the real ticket is Paradise. Even though people watch it less, it's more screen time, more connections. And then you can blossom into your life of making TikToks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The dream.
It will be very interesting to see which route Gabby takes.
I agree.
Anyway, let's talk about what Gabby said. She mentioned Zach. She mentioned that I never thought someone who said they were falling in love with me would make me go through that. When Zach comes out, before the blockbuster moment that we mentioned at the top, she mentioned that she was disappointed by how the evening portion played out, and there was so much they didn't air that she was proud of, and that the sex talk, conversation around intimacy, was a mere few seconds of it.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that is tisk tisk Gabby from the producers, and probably leaves her in worse standing with them than if she didn't criticize the way it was presented.
Agreed.
How about the Zach and Gabby portion? When it is revealed that the Just Between Us comment was revealed.
The main thing that was revealed was Gabby said that after their fantasy suite, Zach told her it was going to be just between them. And then the bigger thing, Gabby said she didn't know that he had told everyone until I watched it last week.
I was surprised by that comment. Because
of the promotion for the show?
I think when Zach came to the hotel room, maybe that's she true. Was checked out during the conversation, but to me, he basically said, like, I feel the need to be
that's
honest.
That's why
I'm
having this conversation. Yeah.
So I was surprised by that comment.
Agreed. The main thing that really stood out was the comment about Zach saying they were going to keep it private and then immediately going backtracking on that without talking to her first.
Going straight to Jesse.
Straight to Jesse.
Zipped up his pants.
Straight to the cameras.
Straight to the cameras.
Straight to the cameras.
Yeah, that was tough. And he didn't deny it either. I expected him
no,
to
No, he didn't deny it at all.
He didn't.
Nope.
It reminded me maybe Jason Mesnick when they did that after the final rose. Side note, they should also do after the final rose with no audience, like after they're done filming, not 3 months later or whatever. I think Jason Mesnick's.
But then you're going to miss the Barb getting booed.
I know, it's a delicate balance. That's,
you can't. Rim, I don't care what happens or what good TV would come from that. You can't miss a situation where a crowd is openly booing the mother of The Bachelor. You can't. It's worth it. Whatever they're doing, they keep doing it because that happened.
As easy as it is to become disillusioned with the show, just remember that because we will
just
always
remember
have
that
we
happened.
Will always have that.
We will all always have that together. Rosecast Nation.
Jesse says after Gabby has finished saying her piece with Zach, says, go ahead, Zach, but we have a make it quick. We have a commercial break.
Yeah, they're running out of time after that whole
running
thing
out of time
with the audio. And then Gabby gave a pretty long she had the floor for a long time. So they were running out of time and Jesse was panicked.
So anyway, I hope Gabby's doing OK. I mean, this was obviously.
Yeah, terrible.
Not fun to watch. I like heartbreak for the show. I love heartbreak, but I don't want to feel like someone has been wronged personally.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. If he just wouldn't have made that mistake,
of course,
this would have been a normal heartbreak. It would have been all
awesome.
Good.
Awesome heartbreak.
Awesome heartbreak. The heartbreak
up,
you're looking for.
Like ice cream. Yes.
Yeah. He just couldn't get through the whole season, though. It's tough. It's
Deshaun Jackson.
Yep.
All right, well, the complete afterthought then is the proposal. What did you make of the proposal?
I didn't care in the slightest about this proposal, Rim.
Yeah, okay. I don't blame you.
Didn't care at all. I did think, well, I wrote here.
The fake out was bad. Is that what you wrote?
Well, I wrote here, I don't know, I'm rolling my eyes. That's the problem with The Bachelor making such a gigantic mistake. It starts making me have negative feelings. This is directly from my notes. It makes me have negative feelings towards the other woman for no reason. And then he hit her with the fake out.
Talk about something that didn't hit. Now, he couldn't have known how this was all going to be shown, but it did not hit.
Zach hits her with the, I can no longer say I'm falling in love with you. I think he waited a little bit too long, too. Yeah. But it probably, had it been a normal season, this would have really played. But in the scenario we were sitting in, it really did not play. He says, I'm no longer falling in love with you. Long pause, because Katie Lane, I am so in love with you. You are my world. And then they're expecting everyone at home to be applauding their television or something. Zach's thinking that too. But it did not hit for me.
I agree.
None of it.
I agree. That's the rub with doing, I don't know. I mean, you can't have the drama, drama, drama. Oh, by the way, happy couple. Mm-hmm. We don't care about the happy couple anymore because all we've been thinking about is the stupidity of what The Bachelor did.
Yep. Yeah.
It sucks. I don't know how you fix that. I do. You don't let it get to that point.
You don't
in the first place.
Let them make a colossal mistake. You don't. Someone can step in and tell them, hey, buddy, you've told a couple of us now this thing you said you wouldn't tell anybody. You don't have to tell anybody else, and we can just act like you didn't tell us, and let's just move forward. Because she doesn't want you to tell anybody. Just a reminder.
It is almost as if they don't care about these people at all. And never believe when they tell you they do. Okay, anything on the Katie and Zach in studio? They can't wait to get some coffee in public.
They can't wait to get out in public. They do seem happy. I will say that. Yes, they're calling each other babe. That almost made me puke. They said they're spending some time in New York together, and then they're moving in together in 2024 or something. I don't know. I don't care. Don't care.
You think they'll stay together, AB?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Even odds? What are you betting?
I would bet that they're together.
A year from now.
Yeah.
No one's giving you even odds, obviously, but...
No, I deserve... In that fantasy. I deserve much better odds that they're not together.
Yeah, plus
a million. And I would bet that. Yeah, I'd bet that.
You mentioned the wedding potentially in 2025.
That's 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, we're early in 2023. It's not like...
It's 2023 just started. Unless you're having like a February wedding, it's over 2 years.
If anything, I understand taking your time and all that, getting to know each other.
2024. You can't say longer than 2024.
Say 2024, then do 2025.
Or don't say you're doing anything. You just say, you know, we haven't talked about it yet. Because basically, if you're saying 2025, you haven't talked about anything. You're not. That's so far in the future that it's not. That's not plans.
I also felt like, if anything, you should fast track the date. You should underestimate the time it will take to become married.
Say
because to ensure that this, you're not 2025, they might be live streaming bachelor weddings on Twitch exclusively. Or like, it's just going to be somebody with a phone going live from the bachelor Instagram. That's what the weddings are going to be. That's how the show is going to have to be vertical on Instagram live.
Man, the show, this had a real opportunity to be a special couple that people could really get behind, and they blew it. That's the problem. This Zach, Mr. Playball, the next Sean Lowe had a real chance to be that bachelor wedding we haven't had in years that could save the franchise.
They might still have it. They might still have it.
Who's going to care about Zach and Katie in 2025 after we've had two full seasons of The Bachelor and Bachelorette since then? And we'll probably be right in the middle of paradise if it's a summer wedding. Those people will be long forgotten by then.
We have seen image rehabs via social media post seasons.
That's true.
I also, if I were them, I wouldn't worry. I would just do The Bachelorette from now on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would get rid of The Bachelor. That's if we're talking just things they should do for this franchise, number one is just completely getting rid of The Bachelor.
And The Bachelorette, frankly. You want my power rankings of my favorite show?
Well, it's Paradise.
No.
Paradise is why we're here.
Paradise is mostly why we're here. Power rankings of my favorite Bachelor shows. Number one, Listen to Your Heart.
Well, you're
going to
mostly
include
stuff that doesn't exist anymore.
Number two, Winter Games. Number three, Paradise. Number four is Bachelor Pad, which
I've never
seen.
Paradise is better than Winter Games. I can't have you saying that about Paradise. Paradise is electric. People forget about Paradise.
It is, but Paradise, you know, it's like 3 months, four nights a week. You know, it's a little much.
It is a lot.
Paradise. Yeah. And they aired in November now.
I think you get rid of Bachelor, you have Senior Bachelor, Bachelorette, and Paradise, and Listen to My Heart.
You can do the Bachelor. Just heart. I would like a Bachelor where everyone doesn't hate him at the end. I think it's possible to do. People are acting like it's impossible
to do.
It's definitely possible.
We were so close. We were very close to doing that. People didn't like Zach because he was boring, but they didn't dislike
now they hate him
the person Zach.
He makes terrible, now they, harmful
now
decisions.
They dislike him. Yeah.
Sad. Sad. Anyway, congrats to Katie and Zach, sincerely. I have no ill will. I don't care. I really don't, you know.
Yeah. I hope they do well.
I don't benefit from them breaking up, so I hope they
stay
together.
I want them to stay together.
Happiness, peace, love, joy, all positive thoughts there.
I like Katie.
Yeah, of course.
She seems great.
Wrong
it's
reasons,
really
though,
unfortunate.
Because of that shirt comment, of course. Integrity
of course.
Comes into question. Anyway, moving on. Great season. Thanks for coming, everyone. The charity check-in.
What about the... Oh, charity check-in, yeah.
The charity check-in. Night One of Filming, what did you make of the undercover bit?
You know, I love the undercover bit.
Me too.
I hate the disguise, but...
Insane that they did the disguise.
Insane disguise.
Come on.
Why would you put a person that is so...
on his face.
It's so... the hair? Why would they do like that hair? Just do normal hair. Why didn't they do normal hair? What are we doing? They did like a 70s fucking Motown vibe for this guy for some reason.
He's from the Whispers.
Like a Jerry Curl
hair.
Why did they do that? This is such a great idea. A brilliant idea. And then you have such an absurd disguise that all the guys that are there are going to be like, okay. I'm not. Okay, something's up with this guy. One thing is different from all the rest of us, and it's the guy with the jerry curl.
The disguise. It's
a guy with a disguise. What's going on there with this obvious disguise?
Two ways you could have gone about this. Neither of them were this. One, you just have, what's his name, Nehemiah? Just have him be there.
Just have him there.
No one knows who he is.
No one will know. Well, yeah, especially because this hasn't even aired.
No one will know who he is.
Nobody knows who he is. Just have him there.
Put him in a shark costume or something. Have him be in a costume if you're really that concerned.
Just put normal hair on the man.
Don't put anything on
him. It isn't rocket science. You don't need the mustache and you don't need the crazy hair. But I love the undercover brother.
Love it.
Love undercover brother.
I'm holding out hope that they don't go through with the disguise. I think hopefully that's just
like a gimmick. Maybe that's a gimmick. Yeah.
The best part of this episode was the credits when...
They let
some of the audience come up. Jesse gave like the sign off, and then they let like 30 people from the audience like kind of walk towards Jesse.
Mosey up there?
Yeah, they moseyed up there, and he was standing on the stage, which is an 8-inch stage, and he was just like I don't know, it was like a concert setting.
He was like,
and Jesse
talking
was just
to
like talking to them, and he was just like, "Hey, pretty cool." And they're like, "Wow." It was so weird. But I fucking love Jesse.
Could you hear the
him.
People?
No, it was the credits. They were just like, "Hey, how's it going?" It was so weird. I loved it.
I love Jesse.
I love him.
I'm here to say it.
I love him.
I'm here to say it. He had a great season from the different tones in his voice.
Oh, he's good. He's good.
He's good. He's good.
Charity. Sorry.
I'm so sorry.
And he just, like you said, he handled the interviews well. Now, obviously, that's all like, you know, that shit is written out for him. But he delivered it in a way that, I don't know, seemed authentic.
It's the delivery. Yeah. Here it is. Why do women still sign up for The Bachelor from The Cut? For the fame. What do you mean? Same reason. I'll answer that for you. I don't even need to read your article.
Well, you can
fame.
Read it, and I bet it mentions that the people go on Love is Blind get so many
more
followers now. Yeah.
The fame.
Mailbag. 773-234-7794. This week's question was sound off. Maddie in Fort Worth says, the sex pact was stupid. While I commend Zach for setting those boundaries, I feel like he did not need to make such a big deal about it to the cameras. I think the ladies did not take him very seriously, considering Ariel and Gabby both had the mindset of, quote, well, we'll see what happens, winky emoji. I think he should have had a group talk with them, setting this boundary instead of talking with each of them beforehand and leave it at that. All the ladies
should
knew
have just not have done it.
I tend to agree there. All the ladies knew what Fantasy Suite Week was about, and Zach telling Katie about his night with Gabby was crossing a line. I also think it was really low that he made a big deal to tell Katie and practically said nothing to Ariel. Thank you, Maddie. You know, I left open the possibility that he told Ariel and they didn't show it. That was confirmed that that did not occur on this episode. Harry from North Carolina. Zach's logic this past week was truly baffling. It made no sense that he felt the need to come clean about the, quote, parameters that he arbitrarily set for himself. In doing so, he was extremely selfish to Gabby and, Gabby and ruined his date with Katie. Now, this late in the game, he has pissed off both women that he may allegedly get engaged to next week. If he really needed to explain himself to anyone, it should have been Ariel. I don't know if they edited that out or not, but that would have been an extremely shitty for her to find out via his quasi-confession at the rose ceremony. I have no words for how stupid Zach's thinking was this past week. I think it will be a miracle if both women stay till the end to see this through. Thank you, Harry. Miracle worker Katie. Kara K, NYC. All of Zach's bad decisions around the pact aside, I feel like his connection with Gabby during the Fantasy Suite episode was next level. All season I've been thinking it would be Katie at the end, but now I think it will be Gabby. Some of these are outdated, as you can imagine. The way he was looking at her throughout their day on the beach and their night together was all-consuming and had depth I've never seen from him.
He was looking at her certain ways.
Mm-hmm.
And Ariel.
Yeah.
He was.
Or many other past leads, for that matter. I think they'll work through Gabby's new trust issues in the finale. I think Gabby is Zach's person. Thank you, Kara. And NYC. It is interesting to hear what people were thinking heading into the finale as well. Jay from Texas, a note about Sean Lowe's sex advice. Always interested in notes about Sean Lowe's sex advice. I actually think it's the best advice you can give someone in this situation if they actually believe they can and want to follow through with it. As Zach mentioned, bringing sex into the equation with multiple women right before an engagement to one woman makes things 100 times more complicated. Maybe your chosen partner will be cool with it, but odds are you're setting yourself up for really difficult conversations because that person will inevitably wonder why you chose to sleep with other people if you really knew you wanted to be with them. And if you didn't know a week before getting engaged, that's also super discouraging. Regardless of your religious beliefs, I think this is the smartest way to go if you're really serious about getting engaged. I really don't think you need all caps to have sex with who you know you want to get engaged to. That should be based on way more. It seems most often the men screw up everything at this point because they're thinking with the wrong head. Not my pun. That is Jay's from Texas. Disgusting.
Hey. This is a family show.
This is a family show, folks.
Who was that?
Jay, J-A-Y-E from Texas. Banned from the mailbag for the week.
Well, Jay.
Sean is the only bachelor who has married and stayed with his friend.
Banned for the mailbag.
Come with a pseudonym, Jay, because you're not getting back through.
Jay, we're taking a break.
And you're banned
also
for
suspended
for the duration
of that break. You're suspended. Yeah. We will let you know if you can return to the mailbag when the bachelorette returns. Okay, Jay?
Sean is the only bachelor who was married and stayed with his first choice, so it seems like he may have been onto something there. Seems more of a Zach problem than Sean's. LOL, just a thought. Thank you, Jay. This is from Kemi in Maryland. This might sound harsh, but this whole situation just proves to me that Zach prioritizes his, quote, nice guy image over everything and anyone else. It was clear to me that he was only thinking of his feelings and himself under the guise of trying to be, quote, open and honest. If he truly cared about Katie's feelings, he would have told her off camera instead of ambushing her with the news at the very start of her date. Imagine waiting all week to see the guy you're falling in love with, and before you can get so much as a how dare you out, he goes on a long speech about how he needed to sleep with another girl. And he definitely didn't care about Gabby's feelings. I honestly feel like saying he was falling in love with her was his get out of jail free card because he could clearly see how upset she looked. Gabby said it perfectly. He cared about clearing his conscience at the expense of both girls' feelings. Thank you, Kemi. A couple others. This is from someone who identifies as no milk and cereal. Can I just say how good Jesse is this season? Yes, you can.
Yeah, hell yeah, you can. Let's hear
good
it.
To see, it's good to see him mixed up and stuff. I remember when we wondered where Chris Harrison was for multiple weeks at a time.
Yeah, our big thing was the mimosas.
Yes.
On Paradise, like he's doing nothing for weeks on end.
Jesse really put mimosas. His stamp on this season. He even personally selected the next Bachelorette. Kind of smirk emoji. Also, we got a rose ceremony each episode. Thank you, No Milk and Cereal. Shannon from LA, just so you know, Sean was a born again virgin, in quotes. Mm. It was a finding God thing, AB. The man had plenty of sex.
Okay.
Thank you, Shannon.
All right.
Your point still stands. Nothing was happening in those fantasy suites with Sean.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, that's the mailbag, AB. The Rose League scoring update. Winners, we are doing an episode winner. We are doing a season winner for a t-shirt. And I received approval from corporate to give away 10 stickers for finishers 2 through 11 on the season standings. 555 people selected Katie for this episode. 90 picked Gabby. This week's random sticker winner chosen from one of the 555 is Team Sasheets 16.
Sasheets 16. Congratulations.
S.A. Sheets 16.
S.A. Sheets. San Antonio Sheets 16.
Yes. Yes. The season standings winner is a solo one. Congratulations to Team TLBDMD with 1,161 points.
TLBDMB.
DMD.
DMD. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Send us a message, TLBDMD. Let us know which t-shirt you would like, and we will send you a link. The next 10 finishers in the season standings are eligible to win a sticker. So, Nomadigas, Brit 31, Pit Riot, The Book Rose, Marble ZYO.
How many damn things are you giving
Moscow
away?
Moscow Jack, 10 stickers. I'm sorry.
God damn. God damn.
Team Dewey, Moscow Jack, Rachel Z. Hey, Dorothea.
Why are you reading Cat Grace? Some of Team these Cat are normal, Grace. And you're reading them weird.
Well, once you get into a rut, once you get into a pronunciation rut.
One of them was Rachel Z, I think.
Well, there are two L's and four Z's.
Okay.
It's not without cause, that pronunciation. If you finish 2 through 11, also send us a message and we'll get you a sticker.
Wow.
All right, AB, anything else? Headlines? Anything? Capstones?
I don't think so. I don't think so, Rim.
2-week trial, patreon.com/RimAB. Yeah. Free trial. We're in the midst of recapping Farmer Wants a Wife. That's all I will say. And we're discussing Vanderpump drama as well. All I will say.
The next season isn't until June if you want to keep hearing us. And I may have a big life update this week. Who knows?
You going back to
you have a free
body
trial.
Wash?
We'll see. We'll see.
June 26th is charity season on ESPN Plus Ocho at 9 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be on YouTube Live. Yeah, that's all we got. Thanks for listening all season. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Talk to you later.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.